I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's finally happening. We're finally all together as a team. Plus shades of Peter Schwartz. Whoa. And already there goes the perfect show. I blame Isaac. He's the one who's rusty. He's the one who's out of practice. And there's something hanging out of his mouth, which may or may not have affected his ability to run a tight ship on the other side of the double-paned glass. However, he says he loves Nashville. Was this your first time in Nashville, Ike?
Hell yes.
Huh. He comes back with a potty mouth. Okay. Well, welcome back to Isaac. I am back in CBS Sports Radio headquarters, but I didn't take time off from work. Just so happens that I was in a remote location in Atlanta, and I'm excited to have completed some successful travel, though it's never a good time, especially for this girl who does not name patience as her top virtue. When the pilot comes on, you've been sitting on the runway for 20 minutes, and the pilot comes on the air, I'm sorry, over the airwaves. Funny, I can't think of it without using radio terms. He comes over the loudspeaker and says, "Oh, we've been shut down. We have no idea when we'll be taking off." And meanwhile, off to, well, it was the north side of the plane, but my side of the plane, I can see these thunderstorms building and building and building, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we're never getting out of here. I'm going to have to do my show from seat 18A on the Delta flight that was supposed to be landing in White Plains, New York. Thankfully, another half hour later, by the way, I cheated and turned my phone back on so that I could distract myself from wondering about how many hours we'd be sitting on the plane. Yeah, that's not good. When my mind wanders and I start to wonder, you know, you hear those stories about entire cabins full of people who were stuck on the runway for 2, 3, 4 hours and how they were beginning to waste away to nothing, no food, no drink. They weren't allowed to use their phones. It was like they were exiled in a giant metal tube. I think the longest I've ever been on a plane without taking off, believe it or not, was 3 hours, and it was not pleasant.
Survivor Island.
They did not want to let us out of the plane. They didn't want us to go back to the gate and deplane because they were hoping there'd be a window at some point. It was bad weather. They were hoping there'd be a window at some point where we could take off, and so they kept us on the plane, and there was, but it took 3 hours. Oh, my gosh. Thank heavens it was only about 45 minutes until we took off. But still, I was feeling all kinds of nervous reactions, itchy, and you know what happens. And I'm not even claustrophobic. So thankfully, I'm back. The whole point of that story is that I survived my herring ordeal, and I am back. And now, for the first time, our new team is all together. So Chris is in his producer's chair. Isaac is not sitting. He's standing, and he's the master of his domain in there with his soundboard, and I'm just the girl who talks. That's it. It's not rocket science. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our second show of the work week. Scrambling a little bit, but we'll get there. It is the first week. I was going to say it's the first show, but it's not really. It's the first week after the champions are crowned in hoops and hockey. And so we're going to dive into Major League Baseball a little bit. It's crazy to think about how the last few months went by in a blur. And this always happens. I know that this is the case with the sports calendar every year, except for the 1 week that I take away for vacation, which I always do in the middle of May. I need a breather. Essentially, the first 5.5 months of the year fly by at a scorching pace. And so you go Christmas, New Year's, boom, right into football playoffs. And then before you know it, it's Super Bowl week on the road, and that's a super intensive week of work. And then from that, almost immediately into the last stages of the college basketball season, conference tournaments, March Madness. Before you know it, it's Final Four, which is generally the beginning of April. It's Easter. It's my birthday. And then not even a week later, you're talking about the start of the hoops and hockey playoffs. And really, they run my life from the middle of April until the middle of June. And that's how we end up here. It's like you get dumped out on another planet in the middle of June. And I can't honestly remember a whole lot about the beginning of the year until now.
June.
I'm always really thankful for the voice God weighing in. I'm always really thankful when we have this opportunity over the next few months. Some people call it the dog days or the dead days in sports radio and in sports, but I couldn't disagree more. I enjoy coming up with off the beaten path topics. I enjoy diving into other sporting events. For instance, the U.S. Open. I'm actually going to go for the first time ever. I've never been to a golf major, so that's coming up this weekend. But we've also got the World Cup. And I can't lie to you and tell you I'm as excited as I would be if the U.S. men's national team was in it. And I'm trying to muster up as much energy and enthusiasm as I possibly can. I'm not quite there yet. But we will have Bruce Arena on the show Thursday, which is awesome. So that coincides with the start of the World Cup in Moscow. And so we've got these two big events this weekend going into Father's Day weekend. And then we're not that far away from NBA free agency, July 4th, going right into All-Star weekend and the baseball trade deadline. And before you know it, it's not mandatory OTAs anymore. Now it's training camp and it's the preseason in the NFL. And then we're hurtling toward the beginning of football season. So it goes really quickly, but I always enjoy the shows where there isn't one obvious topic, one major storyline that we have to talk about. Instead, you have a little bit of room to be creative, a little bit of room to be flexible. I enjoy doing shows about cheese. It's too bad, too, because once you do a show about cheese, you really can't do another show about cheese. And so I saved that one. It was in my back pocket. We did it last year. It was so much fun. I think we may have gotten more tweets and responses about cheese than anything else that I've ever done, except for lawnmowers, potentially. Anyway, so that's the kind of fun stuff that I love to do in the late spring and summer months, when people are sometimes taking vacation out of their routines and they tune in at times that they might not to the radio and they discover the show. And so, yeah, awesome to be back. Also awesome to look ahead at this summer canvas and think, what amazing radio we will do. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios, National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It also happens to be the first Twitter Tuesday with the new team. And so I'll introduce that question, let's say bottom of the hour. We'll do that after the update at the bottom of the hour. There was some news. It may not be earth-shattering on your radar since this is a bit of a dead period in the NBA. It's the opportunity for the league to kind of regroup, make hires, make fires, and then get ready for free agency, which begins at the beginning of July. But Dwayne Casey was only out of work for a month, so good for him. It's not often that a reigning or presumptive coach of the year is available for hire. It just doesn't happen very often that one gets fired by his last team right after he had his best season as that head coach. But we know playoffs and playoff expectations, that's where it's at. And Casey was let go after the most disappointing ending this year's ouster by the Cleveland Cavaliers, this year's sweep, infinitely more heartbreaking and soul crushing to the Raptors organization than the one a year ago. And certainly a major step down from the East Conference Finals where they were ousted 4-2, if I'm not mistaken. And so Casey gets let go after his 7 years in Toronto, the last three of which featured at least 50 wins. 5 playoff appearances in 7 years, but he has landed on his feet. He goes from Toronto to Detroit, and he's convinced. Now, he said that he wondered if he should take a year off, that maybe it would be better for him to sit out a year, but that the Pistons brass convinced him, not only do they really want him, but they wanted him on a 5-year deal, and they believe that with Casey in place and Blake Griffin as their centerpiece, that's interesting, right? I am not in any way putting all of the Clippers playoff failures at the feet of Blake Griffin. It's a team sport, and so that is not fair. But it didn't work. They continued to bounce off that glass ceiling. Chris Paul obviously moved on to Houston, and then Blake ended up, despite what the Clippers told him about wanting to build the franchise around him as the kingpin, he ended up getting traded to Detroit at the deadline. Now the Pistons want to make him the centerpiece. And this is a franchise that's not only desperate to move the needles, desperate to be relevant, desperate to find some kind of a spark, but also desperate for some stability. I mean, think about it. The Stan Van Gundy experiment did not work. They gave him control over both coaching and personnel, and the result was the same. There have been no playoff wins for the Pistons since the 2008 season. Well, the 2008 spring. Only one playoff appearance since then. So we're talking about a decade nearly of basketball and only one playoff appearance for a once proud franchise that was known by its nickname. It was known for its badasses. It was known for setting the tone. It was known for being a trendsetter in the NBA and kind of ushering in the Michael Jordan era as well. They'll always be tied. And so Dwayne Casey gets a new gig. Congratulations to him. I'm glad that he is not sitting out a year. And because I know very often in sports, and this also applies to the media, sports media, sometimes when you're out of sight, you're out of mind. And I don't think that his stock could be higher, despite what happened with the Raptors. It's not something that he wants to put as a line item on his resume. I get it. But despite what happened there and how it ended, he's still a hot commodity in coaching because he was on the rise until that awful dud of a second round series. Maybe there's empathy around the league from other teams that have run into LeBron James over the past 8 years in the Eastern Conference. So Dwayne Casey hired in Detroit. I wonder if there'll be any Raptors fans who are now cheering for the Pistons just because they feel like Casey was done wrong. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I believe that our Man Crush Monday poll, hashtag MCM, has a few more minutes to go. We got a ton of traffic on this poll. It was one of the most heavily trafficked MCM polls we've had in a really long time, and it's still open for you. On our Facebook page, too. Oh, my gosh. I was locked out of Facebook multiple times over the last 5 days. So I think Zuck and I have finally got that worked out. Again, the irony. Zuckerberg wants to, what, prove now that Facebook is vigilant, diligent. So I get locked out of my account, but the Chinese have access to my account. I mean, it's just...
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
Kevin Durant was on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, and I'm pretty sure he was sporting the hardware. I don't know that he was as nutso as Alexander Ovechkin has been with his hardware, but hey, if it's sparkly and you earned it, well, you should take it everywhere with you. I got it. I just think it's interesting to be the next guy in line for the Stanley Cup. You know how they pass it around, so everybody gets some time with the Stanley Cup off the winning team. And usually that means everybody, not just the players, but the coaches have an opportunity, the support staff. I mean, that cup makes its rounds. It makes some special appearances as well during this offseason. So who has the unenviable job of prying the Stanley Cup away from Alex Ovechkin. Who wants to go into his bedroom and take it out of his bed?
Inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Think about where that cup has been, the Stanley Cup. Anyway, we'll get to our Twitter Tuesday question at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, warm up your Twitter, A-Law Radio. We'll talk a little bit about some of the other big storylines in sports, some news storylines in sports, and possibly the best thing you will see all week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
In just a couple of minutes, the best thing that we may see all week in sports. I've watched the video, read the story a few times, and I mean, I know I'm a girl who cries over everything, cries when I'm happy, cry when I'm sad, cry when other people cry, cry when other people are sad. But it has moved me to tears a couple of times, just the compassion among friends. So some of you have probably seen it. We'll share it here in a second. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The toll-free line here at the network is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's talk to Sam, who's in Toronto. Sam, welcome to After Hours.
Thank you, Amy. Mm-hmm. First of all, your energy, and they tell you to smile on the radio, and that always comes across. So thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Secondly, do people know there's three Stanley Cups?
I didn't know there were three. I assumed there was more than one, but still, there's only one that gets passed around, right?
That's true. That one, yeah. Okay. There's one at the Hall of Fame that people take pictures with. It is the original bowl, just the top part that's in a vault, and then there's the one they pass around. So they have a backup in case Ovechkin doesn't want to give it up.
Or in case someone drops it and the top falls off.
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to represent Toronto. There's a finals tomorrow, or actually tonight, that we possibly could win. And we're
by tonight, you mean Monday or Tuesday?
The 12th, Tuesday.
Okay.
So we are the holders of two North American championships as we speak. The 2017 Grey Cup champions, the CFL Canadian Football League, and Toronto FC, the MLS Cup champions in soccer.
Those are not anytime soon, though.
No, we are reigning champions.
Right, I know, but those events are not anytime soon.
In what sense?
Meaning like they're not this week.
Oh, no. It's a sense that after the Raptors flamed out, I felt like we take some harsh criticism, which is deserved for the Leafs and for the Raptors, but we have one.
What about the Blue Jays?
Ooh, that's a touchy subject right now. you know, there's a little bit of optimism because we're waiting for Donaldson to come back and we're waiting for Stroman to get better and Sanchez to find his groove. There's enough talent there to give us hope. They just have to put it together. We have your 2012 Heisman Trophy winner up here in Canada, just if people didn't realize either for something.
I know, I think plenty of people realize.
All right, it's the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The other thing I wanted to say is also the World Cup, because this, as you said, is a void for sports this week, or except for baseball. So on the
13th... I didn't say that. I said some other people believe that. But the U.S. Open, the World Cup, Major League Baseball, there's all kinds of stuff going on right now.
Yeah,
football, OTAs.
With the World Cup, though, we're kind of missing Canada and the U.S. I got to admit, it's a little harder to watch when your country isn't in it. But we have an announcement tomorrow night, as you know. And my feeling is Canada, U.S., Mexico are getting 2026 World Cup. I don't know your feelings on that. The championship tonight is the Calder Cup, which is the Toronto Marlies versus Texas. And it's the Marlies are leading 3-2. Mm. So we might win another championship, but it's just enough to get us through this week sports-wise.
All right, so you are counting all championships, even if they're minor leagues.
Well... Yes.
Whatever makes you happy, Sam.
Exactly. It brings joy.
Does
it? That we might be the AHL, MLS, and Grey Cup champions. I mean, that's.
Would you exchange all of those for one World Series title again? Or would you exchange all of those for one NBA championship?
Oh, you left out the one I want.
Which is?
The Stanley Cup.
Well, that's not even a question. Of course, all of Canada would exchange because it's been a while.
51 years and counting. So my choices are NBA or baseball championships for those three?
No, you don't actually have any choices. You have nothing to do with it. But you can continue to dream, though, sir.
I can dream.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Sam, listening in Toronto, so worried about the city and his country being forgotten. No, it's impossible to do. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, just to clarify, I did not say there was nothing going on. I said that sometimes becomes the popular refrain, is that this is a dead time in sports, but it's actually not. All right, so many of you have probably seen the video of a Minnesota high school pitcher who was facing a really good friend of his at the end of a Class 4A Section 5 baseball final. This happened last week, so it wasn't on Monday. But this Moundsview pitcher named Ty struck out his friend Jack, who he's known since they were age 13. It ends the game because Moundsview then advanced to the state tournament. So it was a really big game. It was an elimination game. And as Moundsview and all the players on the field as well as in the dugout, they get together at the mound, and they begin to celebrate this move to the state champion, to the state tournament. They're qualifying for the state tournament. Ty walks away from all of his teammates and goes to his friend Jack, who's on the other team, at home plate. After Jack is, he's clearly, even in a video that's taken from far away, Jack is clearly upset that this was the end of the game, that he was kind of the last hope for his team. And instead of celebrating, Ty gives Jack a really long hug and actually walks him back toward his own dugout where his teammates come out to get him. And then Ty, and only then, Ty turns around and celebrates with the rest of his team. And he told Bring Me the News Network that he had to say something because it was the two of them facing each other, and either they were going to keep going and Ty was going to have to keep pitching because Jack had extended the game, or it was going to be over. And I love this quote from him. Our friendship is more important than just the silly outcome of a game. I had to make sure he knew that before we celebrated. I mean, isn't that what life is all about? Life is all about people. Life is all about the impact we make on people. It's not about, as Ty said, wise beyond his years, the silly outcome of a game. Sometimes we act like sports are life or death, but they are nothing close. The video is circulated a bunch on social media. If you haven't seen it, Chris has found it and is retweeting it from our show account at After Hours CBS. Again, just a very small reminder, but an incredible lesson from a high school kid about what's really important in life and how friends should come first. Friends, family, loved ones, really. That they're the most important thing. Gosh, it touched my heart. And like I said, I got all teary. Not that that's anything new, but I hope that you'll check out the video because even without audio, the video itself is really powerful. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, but check out our show account, After Hours CBS. Following the update, we'll throw out our Twizzler. I could use some Twizzlers. Do you think the vending machines have Twizzlers? Can we change it to Twizzler Tuesday? Is it too late? Because as you know, I don't really like Twitter, and I'd be much more excited about this weekly feature if it was called Twizzler Tuesday.
We're in.
Sweet. Maybe we could do it like your Donut Friday where everyone takes turns getting the donuts, Isaac. Maybe we could take turns. We could have a stash of Twizzlers. I know when I go to Sam's, sometimes they sell these gigantic plastic containers of Twizzlers.
That would make it easy for your turn.
Yes, it would. All right, so we're going to do it differently this week. Twizzler Tuesday, baby. It's straight ahead. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Even though NBA free agency doesn't begin until July 1st officially, the rumors, the articles, the columns, the speculation, oh my gosh. It's almost like we've unleashed the Kraken now that the championship is over. You know, it was kind of whispering before that, and let's not make Adam Silver mad because it's not the official offseason yet. But whew, now that the offseason has in fact begun and that every team has done its exit interviews, we only have a victory parade left for the Golden State Warriors, and that will come up on Tuesday. I know there are a lot of different outlets that will be broadcasting it live in case you haven't seen one before. But then it's full speed ahead to NBA free agency, even though it doesn't take place until July 1st. So no free agent can even reach a verbal agreement with teams until then, though you do obviously have this window where teams can speak to their own free agents and where they can try to redo deals and contracts before a player actually hits free agency. But it's going to be a free-for-all because there are some big names out there. And so I've already read a few columns about what LeBron might do, and I can only get through a couple until I start rolling my eyes, and then I can't anymore. There'll be enough time for that. I know it's a huge story. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our phone number. I bring up LeBron and free agency for a couple of reasons. It actually does... it does serve as the catalyst, for Twizzler Tuesday. It's just way better than Twitter Tuesday. I think it's going to stick. It's going to be our unique version. So I'll explain that here in a second, but you can find me on Twizzler, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Tonight, I'm assuming that means Tuesday at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, you can join the ladies of We Need to Talk, as they bring you in-depth interviews and compelling conversations on everything that's happening in the world of sports, including an emotional return home for host Leila Ali as she honors her late father, legendary boxer Muhammad Ali. That's only on CBS Sports Network on Tuesday. 855-212-4227. Forrest is listening in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. T-Town, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, Lamy?
Good.
Big fan, Night Owl. So
thank you.
I listen to the show often. First time caller though, so
sweet.
Apologize, it's taking me so long.
it's okay. Better late than never, man.
That's right. Obviously, Alabama fan, Alabama grad. Didn't have a whole lot of great Alabama players in the NBA when I was growing up. I'm relatively young. I'm 28. So when Robert Horry went to the Spurs is when I really started paying attention. I've been a Spurs fan really ever since.
Cool.
Dedicated.
Well, how about you with all those championships as a fan?
That's right. For a long time. But, you know, I saw a report yesterday where Pop basically insinuated he was going to basically knock down LeBron's door. He was going to have a conversation with LeBron. And if you're LeBron, you can't turn down a conversation with Pop. I mean, he's arguably, you know, a top three coach of all time. And, you know, they've got some young talent, DeJounte Murray, second team all defensive player this year. If Kawhi, if he comes back healthy, probably a top three player in the league. Aldridge playing his mind off. Would LeBron be interested, barring the family stuff aside? And I think I'm really proud of him for making that decision, possibly really based on that. What do you think of the fit there? I mean, I know he's never played for a great coach, and he's really the only coach besides his current coach that he's ever really talked about. LeBron's talked about Pop on several occasions. Mm-hmm. Do you think it would be a fit? Would they be a contender? And I'll just hang up and listen and love the show.
All right, Forrest, thanks so much for calling for the first time. I appreciate it, in T-Town. So let's see. Let's take this piece at a time. I think you answered your own question when you said, would LeBron be interested? And then you followed that up with how much respect he has for Greg Popovich. Yes, if Greg Popovich barrels through your door or knocks down your door, you listen. In fact, you don't even need him to do that. If he's even remotely giving you a side eye, you listen to what Greg Popovich is saying. So there in and of itself. Now, would it be a good fit is a completely different question. It's an older team. Okay, so that's one of the question marks for me. Yes, the team's going to be a contender if Kawhi Leonard returns regardless. And there was good news on that front. I just saw a report on Monday as I was traveling that there is a tentative meeting scheduled between Coach Popovich and his superstar Kawhi Leonard.
Why not?
And that also multiple NBA insiders are indicating that the trade talks have cooled off. So the Spurs are kind of dialing back on it. They were looking for a trade partner. Now it appears as though they're hoping to repair that relationship instead. And going back 5-6 years, this was the guy. This is the guy that Coach Popovich essentially fingered as the future of the San Antonio Spurs. And now that future is the present. And I'm glad to hear they're not giving up on it so quickly. The other thing that's really positive for the Spurs is that Kawhi reportedly is at 96 to 97%. It's pretty specific, but he's expected to be ready for training camp. So if the trade talks have cooled, and if he and Coach Pop are going to meet, and that's a big hurdle right there, considering the things that were said at the end of the year about, remember it was Coach Pop, like, well, Kawhi and his camp, Kawhi and his team, he made it pretty obvious that he wasn't in touch and that he wasn't in charge, that it was a choice of Kawhi and his team to remain off the basketball court and still be in rehab instead of with the team. So, all that to say, if you have a Kawhi Leonard, who is one of the best two-way players in the NBA, you add a LeBron James, do you have a formidable twosome? Absolutely. A 1-2 punch, yes. What does LeBron need around him? I think that's really helpful is guys who can shoot the three. I mean, we've seen that. He penetrates, he dishes, guys are supposed to be able to hit the three. But in addition to that, there's the question for the Spurs about, can they compete without getting younger? Can they be a top flight NBA team without getting younger? I mean, I think that they, if you think about Tony Parker, Monty Ginobili, you think about Pau Gasol, there certainly are some ways that the team needs to get a little younger and be able to compete with the athleticism. LeBron himself will be 34 next season. And so, in fact, I think he turns 34 on New Year's Eve December 30th, right? He and Tiger Woods have the same birthday, if I'm not mistaken. There are a couple of question marks there for the Spurs. They don't entirely revolve around LeBron. LeBron could certainly help, but if you're going to bring in a LeBron, I think you have to partner him with Kawhi Leonard. And also, there's this need to get younger for San Antonio. So all that to say, if Greg Popovich calls you, pick up the phone, Bron. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There's been so much talk about whether or not the Warriors would be able to re-sign Kevin Durant, or would they pay him what he's able to get, which I think is, I wrote it down, 4 years, $160 million is a nice max deal for Kevin Durant. And remember, this time last year, he took $10 million less roughly so that the team could pay a couple of its other guys. KD's the first priority, and we know that from general manager Bob Myers. And I thought it was fairly telling to hear an exchange with Myers and some reporters when they were asking the question about, is KD worth that? In fact, what is Kevin Durant worth to the Warriors?
Whatever he wants. Sometimes you don't negotiate. I mean, I'd love to have him for 10 years, but Kevin Durant, he already, look what he did for us last year. I mean, he did us a great service, so he's earned the right to sign whatever deal he wants, and I just want him to sign a deal, but want him to be happy and want him to know that we want him as long as he wants to be here. He's earned that to kind of lay out the terms. Now, you know, he can do whatever he wants. I mean, he's, like I said, that shouldn't be a long negotiation, but our goal, to be honest, is to try to keep the whole thing together. So that's the pieces of the puzzle we got to try to figure out.
I like that. Bob Myers isn't going to pretend like he has any leverage in this situation. Not after KD took less money last year. Not after he's just won a second consecutive NBA Finals MVP. Nope. KD gets whatever KD wants because KD is in the driver's seat. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So that kind of brings me to our Twizzler Tuesday question. We don't actually have the Twizzlers this week, but we will. Don't you worry, we will. I was thinking about LeBron and how his decision will affect so many teams. Now, there's just going to be one team that gets him. I don't know if he's going to end up doing a decision type of situation where he narrows it down to a handful, or if he already has a couple teams in mind that would be the right fit, and he's just waiting to see if the financial terms will fall into place. Who knows exactly how long this process will take? But do you know that the rest of the NBA is waiting? The rest of the league is waiting to see what happens. Why? Because if he goes to a team where they might have to move some pieces then, or he goes to a team where they need some pieces around him, well, then you're talking about impact on not just the club that he signs with, as well as the Cavs, if he leaves the Cavs. Again, I don't know that he will. But this is a really impactful decision yet again by LeBron that could have ripple effects all the way through the NBA. But isn't that always the case with LeBron? Every decision he makes, he is really a catalyst for the association. So I started to think about him as one of the most impactful and important people in sports. And so I thought that would be a fun Twizzler Tuesday question. Although at the time I came up with it, it was a Twitter Tuesday question. But that's a thing of the past. Who are the most important, impactful figures in sports? Whether athletes, whether coaches, whether general managers, maybe commissioners. I know you don't want to include Roger Goodell in there, but let's be honest. He is, in fact, on the list. He may also top the list of best villains in sports, but he's also one of the most important and impactful. So that's it, our Twizzler Tuesday question. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.